Well, we're in the heart of winter here in Australia, but there is always some cricket being played somewhere. And the man we love to talk cricket with from the Cricket Unfiltered podcast is Manners. How are we doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. And you're right, I've been watching a lot of cricket, which has been in the middle of the night. So haven't had a lot of sleep, but when cricket's on, I'm happy.
Australia started off pretty well on their tour of Sri Lanka, 2-1 in the T20 series before tying it up at the moment with the one-day series. How are they looking to you?
Yeah, I mean, the cricket itself has been very compelling. And yeah, Australia played very well in the first one-day international on the back of a stunning 81 off about 50 deliveries by Glenn Maxwell that saw Australia win that game. But then in the second match, Australia bowled very well. Pat Cummins took 4 wickets and a young spinner from Queensland, Matt Kuhneman, left-arm orthodox, took 2 wickets on debut. And they restricted Sri Lanka to a pretty small total, but then just couldn't chase it down. I lost too many wickets. So it's a one-all. And then the third match is tonight, the third of 5 match series. So it could be a bit of a humdinger of a series. And it is important because Australia are building up to the 50-over World Cup next year in 2023 on the subcontinent in India. So this is very good practice for a lot of the players.
Manners, when we go back to probably about 10, 15 odd years ago, Sri Lanka were actually one of the great dominating cricket nations at that time. Are they still the same? Have they dropped off a bit?
Look, they've dropped off a bit, and they are wildly inconsistent. They're one of those teams, a bit like Pakistan sometimes. You're just not sure what you're going to get every day. So we saw, as I said, a great performance in the latest game. They do have issues at home with the governance of the game. There are, you know, whispers about corruption within the game. So they do have their challenges, but there's a lot of talent there. Hasaranga is a very talented spin bowler of theirs. They've got some good batters. I think Mendes in particular is one to watch. So, yeah, they're a good side, but wildly inconsistent.
With the Australian side of things, I was looking at the list the other day and I couldn't help but note how similar the test side is to the one-day side these days.
Yeah, there's certainly a few in the batting order and the bowling as well where, the spine of the one-day side is very similar to the test side with Warner at the top, Smith and Labuschagne making that middle order. But then in the one-day side, you've got Finch at the top and you've got Maxwell and Stoinis who come in for the white ball stuff. But they're the bowling and the keeper care is the same. You've got Cummins, Hazelwood and Stark that pretty much dominate all formats when they're fit. So, yeah, there's not a lot of difference between the two sides. But there, look, the big problem for the moment is the Aussies are getting injured at a rapid rate.
Yeah.
A lot of the players are coming home from this tour. Stark's over there with an injury. Stoinis is on his way home. Kane Richardson's already come home. Agar's ruled out of the one-day series. So, Bear, if you've got some spare time and some whites, mate, I'd head over to Sri Lanka. You might get a game.
Mate, if they're relying on me, the bottom has been beyond scraped, I assure you. also I wanted to ask, you think it's a funny situation with the one-day team? Aaron Finch is the skipper and Pat Cummins is in the same side. Of course, he's the Australian test skipper.
Yeah, maybe a year or two ago I would have thought that was a peculiar situation, but I have heard Pat Cummins speak at length about this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to get burned out. And he wants the option of being able to rest from the odd T20 game, rest from the odd 50-over game, and be fresh for the test side. So I think he's pretty happy actually taking a back seat in the one-day side. It takes a bit of a load off him because he doesn't have to do all the press conferences and all the meetings. He's still a senior player, so he can still give his advice when needed. But, I mean, there is a real concern about burning Cummins out. So this is one way of kind of keeping him fresh. And meaning if he sits out a one-day series because he's just bowled himself into the ground in a test series, it's not the end of the world. It's not like you have to bring in a new captain.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned a moment ago the mounting injury toll. I think a lot of that has to do with the calendar for the modern elite cricketer, isn't it? I mean, between their national duties, all the various different T20 competitions around the world, these blokes are almost playing every second day.
Oh, spot on. And as you just mentioned, the T20 leagues is a big thing because, you know, we've just come out of the official holiday period for Australian cricket, when all the domestic cricketers are on contracts, all the offices, all the associations close up for a month and everyone gets a break. Well, you know, while that's happening, all of our best cricketers go to the IPL and keep playing as hard as ever. So, you know, they don't get a holiday. So you're right, it does put a lot of pressure on their bodies. And we're going to see this year, a lot of series have been pushed back because of COVID, and Australia are just pretty much playing non-stop cricket for the next 18 months.
That's definitely not good. Test series coming up against the Sri Lankans. What's your expectations, mate?
Well, my expectations are we will get hammered. We're playing at Gaul, which is a famous ground in Sri Lanka. It's got a fort nearby, and basically, we're playing two test matches at the same ground, and this is a very spin-friendly ground. I'm not sure which Australian administrator signed off on this one, but we are at Sri Lanka's mercy. If they produce a ragging turner at Gaul for both test matches, it'd be hard to see Australia competing because of our track record against good spin bowling. But, I mean, I'll give you the one positive I think is this batting lineup is as equipped as any Australian batting lineup I've ever seen go to the subcontinent. You know, Warner and Khawaja at the top, Smith, Labuschagne, Head and Green. It's a very accomplished team, but I can see them struggling when the ball starts to sort of turn 90-degree angles.
Do you think the Australians can resist the urge to put in all of our three top-level fast bowlers? Like, they actually have to leave them out sometimes when they're on a Bunsen burner like that, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I think they will. Josh Hazlewood sat out some of the test matches in Pakistan, and I think he's pretty much accepted the fact that he might have to sit out some of the test matches, or both of the test matches in Sri Lanka. You'll see Cummins play. He's the skipper. And then you'll see Stark probably play because he can get the ball to reverse swing. And last time we were in Sri Lanka in 2016, he took a truckload of wickets despite Australia getting hammered. So, I think Stark and Cummins will be backed up by Lyon. And then maybe we'll see Swepson continue his test career, which began in Pakistan.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see how things turn out as Australia take on Sri Lanka in Sri Lanka. Menas, as always, thank you very much for having a chat to talk some cricket today.
Thanks, Bert. Take care.